Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, generally speaking, it's expected that the first boss in a video game won't offer up too much resistance. But generally speaking, these 10 video game bosses gave that concept the middle finger. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 hardest first bosses in video games. Number 10. Kuze. Yakuza 0. As a prequel to the mainline Yakuza franchise, Yakuza 0 served as an entry point for many new fans, and is largely credited with boosting the series' popularity over the last few years. Though the game eases players in gently with reams of cinematics and fuss-free combat, the first boss battle against Tojo Clan Lieutenant Kuze represents a massively challenging skill check. Those new to the series were blindsided en masse by the ferocity of Yakuza 0's first boss, who, due to the player's relative weakness and lack of combat abilities at this point, ends up being one of the game's very toughest bosses. He's got a massive life bar, can counter most of what you can throw at him, and if he locks you into a combo attack, you can lose massive amounts of health. To make matters worse, you have to battle your way through fleets of goons before making your way to him. And because the game's checkpointing is, well, let's just call it what it is, god-awful, you're forced to go through it all again if he beats you, and likely he will. It all adds up to a frustrating difficulty spike that caught many players off guard, but also kind of ensured that they knew what to expect moving forward. Number 9. Murai. Ninja Gaiden. While Yakuza 0 is a relatively easy game outside of a few tricky boss fights, Ninja Gaiden is an absolute infuriating ass-kicker from start to finish, and is generally accepted to be one of the most difficult video games of the last 20 years or so. And Team Ninja enthusiastically threw players in at the deep end with the game's first boss fight against rogue ninja Murai. This is a boss fight so challenging many players never actually got past it, and only through perseverance and intense determination could anyone continue on. Now, he's a dab hand with nunchucks and will absolutely punish you if you let him. Dodging is absolutely vital to avoid his debilitating attacks, but even then, you'll need to find those brief windows of vulnerability to start chipping away at his health. Though the fight is certainly effective in teaching players that they need to put the graft in to expose an enemy's vulnerabilities, that doesn't make it any less annoying when you've been felled by him for the 15th time in a bloody row. Number 8. Engel's Goliath. Nier Automata. Potato Patata. Nier Automata, Potato Patata boasts one of the most head-scratchingly unforgiving video game prologues ever, because above all else, you need to beat the 40 or so minute segment without dying due to the lack of checkpoints. Now, were Automata's intro a fairly ho-hum glorified tutorial, that might have been fine, but given that you have to defeat the towering Goliath-class machine Engels before you're able to save, it lurches into arguably excessive, if not downright unreasonable, territory. Considering how easily the Engels Goliath can kill you, especially on higher difficulties, this is quite the maddening boss fight indeed. It will test your reflexes and attentiveness, and while absolutely setting you up for the rest of the game, it does rather feel like director Yoko Taro had a bit too much fun at the player's expense here. Unsurprisingly, many players opted ultimately to just cheese their way through the prologue on easy difficulty rather than having to slog through it again and again ad nauseam. Number 7. The Root Pack or Goopy LeGrand. Cuphead. Now, Cuphead's first boss can actually be one of two encounters, both of which are unlocked right away on Inkwell Isle. While they're surely the two easiest bosses in the game, that's really more of a testament to just how damn hard Cuphead can truly be, because these two are still mighty challenges by any conventional metric, and the choice comes down to either the Root Pack or Goopy Le Grand. The Root Pack is a trio of deranged root vegetables, a potato, onion, and carrot, who then fire projectiles at you. Now, once you've gotten a few more boss fights under your belt, this one is certainly trivial, but it's still easy for new players acclimating to Cuphead's unconventional gameplay style and aesthetic to get caught unawares. The second option is the incrementally more difficult Goopy Le Grand, a big blue ball of slime that will hop around the screen and attempt to both punch and crush you. His three phases can certainly throw you off if you're not paying close attention, and if you've not gotten used to the control scheme, Goopy can definitely make short and easy work of you. Number 6. Father Gascoigne, Bloodborne. With Bloodborne's Cleric Beast being an optional encounter, albeit hugely recommended in order to pick up the Sword Hunter badge, the game's first mandatory boss battle is actually against Father Gascoigne. The Father's axe and gun attacks can make short work of you if you're not fast on the move and quick on the draw, especially if this happens to be your first From Software game. Even for the developer's unforgiving standards, he is a tricky boss for an opening fight, and even if you manage to fend off his human form, he'll eventually transform into a wolf-like creature for some added challenge. He moves so quickly and can deal massive amounts of damage if you're not in the zone, as it were, and so for many became quite literally the brick wall preventing them from further progress. Number 5. The Cairn, The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings. The Witcher 2's first boss is the Cairn, a gigantic, water-dwelling, tentacled creature which, for a first boss, poses quite the indecent, even irritating challenge. For starters, its tentacles are capable of killing you with just a few hits, especially on higher difficulties, and also if you haven't chugged the Mongoose Potion which will protect you from the venomous mucus. Even though the game makes it clear that you need to destroy 4 of the creature's 6 tentacles, it's easier said than done given the speed with which it can hit you or indeed throw rocks at you. The key to victory involves trapping the 4 tentacles with the magic sign Yurden and then hacking away at them, but the sheer chaos of it all makes it decidedly trickier than it looks. Given that some players may have stumbled into the fight underleveled and without any clue of what they're doing, it's little surprise that many were left utterly stumped on this for a good while. Number 4. Vepa, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. Nothing will make you feel more like a scrub fraud than this apparent tutorial boss absolutely wiping the floor with you, as happened to most anyone while playing Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. This is a gigantic, grotesque humanoid sea monster who can quickly annihilate the player with her tentacles and acid-slash-water projectile attacks. You'll likely die a few times in order to figure out her attack patterns, especially as her busy movements will try and divide your attention for most of the battle. Now, if you're mad enough to try and tackle this on higher difficulties, well, she becomes a lot trickier. With her increased speed and ferocity, she arguably becomes one of the most frustrating bosses in the entire game. Given that she has an over-the-odds amount of health and you have very little equipment to offer, she presents some major pushback right out of the gate. Number 3. Urizen, Devil May Cry 5. Devil May Cry 5's Urizen is an especially interesting opening boss fight because, in fact, you're not actually supposed to beat him. The battle is designed to be lost because you'll end up encountering him numerous times throughout the games and get a fully fledged fight with him right at the end. As a result, the prologue battle is extremely difficult, and yet the game does allow sufficiently skilled players to overcome and defeat him. This in turn unlocks a secret ending which somewhat sarcastically rolls the end credits very early. Winning the fight is a massive pain though, largely due to the fact that the player hasn't yet been able to kit themselves out with skill and health upgrades. Urizen will hurl all manner of extremely harmful projectiles your way, and the time windows where he's vulnerable to attacks are very, very small. Simply put, only the most hardcore DMC players have a hope in hell of beating him the hard way. Number 2. Derek the Executioner, Neo. Now, don't let his daft name fool you. Derek the Executioner may be a relatively easy boss by Neo's otherwise hellacious standards, but by any conventional metric, he can still be a major pain in the ass for your novice or even averagely skilled player. Derek more or less acts as a test of everything you've been taught throughout the game's tutorial up until this point. Though his slow, lumbering movement and generously telegraphed tells are certainly helpful, your limited arsenal means that you will struggle a lot here. The fight is totally effective in teaching players through failure not to get greedy with their attacks, to favor chipping away while dodging where necessary, but learning that lesson absolutely results in sure frustration for many new to this type of game. And number 1, Frike, Returnal. Returnal's first boss is an interesting example because while you'll surely encounter Fright for the first time within an hour or two of playing, it will be much, much longer than that before you can take this creature down. As it turns out, Fright is basically the toughest of the game's five bosses, and aided by the fact that players are still getting used to the Metroidvania-esque gameplay loop. And the developers reported that Fright caused more player deaths in the game's first month on release than any other boss, though that might be in part because even reaching the other four bosses may have taken many players longer than a month. You'll need to take countless runs through this first biome, spanning possibly a few dozen hours before you're ready to kill Frank, whose high-damage bullet hell attacks can cut you down with ease. Once you've mastered the game's movement mechanics enough to finally kill Frank, the other bosses, they kind of seem considerably simpler by comparison.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.